This is the reading for December 30th, Malachi chapter 3. The Lord All-Powerful says, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way for me. Suddenly, the Lord you are looking for will come to his temple. The messenger of the agreement whom you want will come. No one can live through that time. No one can survive when he comes. He will be like a purifying fire and like laundry soap. Like someone who heats and purifies silver, he will purify the Levites and make them pure like gold and silver. Then they will bring offerings to the Lord in the right way, and the Lord will accept the offerings from Judah and Jerusalem, as it was in the past. The Lord All-Powerful says, Then I will come to you and judge you. I will be quick to testify against those who take part in evil magic, adultery, and lying under oath. Those who cheat workers of their pay and who cheat widows and orphans, those who are unfair to foreigners, and those who do not respect me. I, the Lord, do not change, so you descendants of Jacob have not been destroyed. Since the time of your ancestors, you have disobeyed my rules and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord All-Powerful. But you ask, how can we return? Should a person rob God? But you are robbing me. You ask, how have we robbed you? You have robbed me in your offerings and the tenth of your crops. So a curse is on you because the whole nation has robbed me. Bring to the storehouse a full tenth of what you earn, so there will be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord All-Powerful. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out all the blessings you need. I will stop the insects so they won't eat your crops. The grapes won't fall from your vines before they are ready to pick, says the Lord All-Powerful. All the nations will call you blessed because you will have a pleasant country, says the Lord All-Powerful. The Lord says, You have said terrible things about me, but you ask, What have we said about you? You have said, It is useless to serve God. It did no good to obey his laws and to show the Lord All-Powerful that we were sorry for what we did. So we say that proud people are happy. Evil people succeed. They challenge God and get away with it. Then those who honored the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened and heard them. The names of those who honored the Lord and respected him were written in his presence in a book to be remembered. The Lord All-Powerful says, They belong to me. On that day, they will be my very own. As a parent shows mercy to his child who serves him, I will show mercy to my people. You will again see the difference between good and evil people, because those who serve God and those who don't.
Chapter 21.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and earth had disappeared, and the sea was gone. Then I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, dressed like a bride ready for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, God lives with humans. God will make his home with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There won't be any more death. There won't be any more grief, crying, or pain, because the first things have disappeared. The one sitting on the throne said, I am making everything new. He said, Write this. These words are faithful and true. He said to me, It has happened. I am the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. I will give a drink from the fountain filled with the water of life to anyone who is thirsty. It won't cost anything. Everyone who wins the victory will inherit these things. I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowardly, unfaithful, and detestable people, murderers, sexual sinners, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, will find themselves in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the last seven plagues, came to me and said, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. He carried me by his power away to a large high mountain. He showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. It had the glory of God. Its light was like a valuable gem, like gray quartz, as clear as crystal. It had a large high wall with 12 gates. 12 angels were at the gates. The names of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on the gates. There were three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south and three gates on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. The 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb were written on them. The angel who was talking to me had a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was square. It was as wide as it was long. He measured the city with the stick. It was 12,000 stadia long. Its length, width, and height were the same. He measured its wall. According to human measurement, which the angel was using, it was 144 cubits. This wall was made of gray quartz. The city was made of pure gold, as clear as glass. The foundations of the city wall were beautifully decorated with all kinds of gems. The first foundation was gray quartz, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth red quartz, the seventh yellow quartz, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth green quartz, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each gate was made of one pearl. The street of the city was made of pure gold, as clear as glass. I did not see any temple in it, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city doesn't need any sun or moon to give it light, because the glory of God gave it light. The Lamb was its lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will be open all day. They will never close, because there won't be any night there. They will bring the glory and wealth of the nations into the holy city. Nothing unclean, no one who does anything detestable, and no liars will ever enter it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter it.